church at rest, yet she on earth has union with God the Three in One, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is one. Oh, blessed heavenly chorus, Lord, save us by your grace, that we, like saints before us, may see you face to face.
The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly.
Let Israel be glad in his Maker.
Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King.
Let them praise his name with dancing,
making melody to him with tambourine and lyre.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
He adorns the humble with salvation.
Let the godly exult in glory.
Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands,
to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples,
to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron,
to execute on them the judgment written, this is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, by your gift alone, your faithful people render true and laudable service. Help us steadfastly to live in this life according to your promises, and finally to attain your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the Festival of All Saints is from Revelation, not the Old Testament, the first reading. For the Festival of All Saints is from Revelation chapter 7, starting at verse 2. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God, and he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, "Do not harm this earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits in the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and you will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 John chapter 3, starting at verse 1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia and verse.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated and the choir comes forward for the anthem that is with the sermon hymn.
Thank you.
The sermon for this morning refers to all three readings from Revelation and 1 John and Matthew. To start, I read two verses from Revelation chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. John, in his vision that he was given, was asked a question. And so that's the format of the four little notes from today, our questions. Who are they? And what brought them through? What brought them here? For he said, "John, do you know who all these people standing are?" And he said, "Sir, you know them. These are the ones who have been purified. These are the ones with white robes. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. They're purified by Jesus Christ." The very specific part of the vision that this is referring to is just a few verses earlier, which I just read also in that reading, verse 9. The question was about those that appeared before John in verse 9. Verse 9 of Revelation says, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" That's who we asked. Who are these? They're the ones singing. They're the ones praising God. They're the ones whose salvation belongs to God and the Lamb. These that John sees in this vision are not ones who have earned salvation or heaven or eternal life by what they have done, but what the Lamb has done for them, washed in his blood, saved by his crucifixion and resurrection. And there's an interesting question and further detail that's right in these words from Revelation 7, 14. "I said to him, 'Sir, you know,' and he said to me, 'These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.'" That little phrase there, "coming out of the great tribulation." It's a very interesting phrase. It's good for us to think about just a little bit. There is this idea and teaching in Scripture of the great tribulation, the great last tribulation. And Jesus talks about it. Jesus talks about it in Matthew chapters 24 and 25. And he says, if it were not for the grace of God, if it were not for the clothes, even the saints could not endure. It'll be very bad. He talks about a specific great tribulation at the end times. But also, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, there are tribulations of God's people, that God's people go through, different times of suffering and persecution. And so when you look at this passage, and it refers to those standing in verse 9, that great multitude that no one could number from every nation and tribe and people and language, it's interesting because it says there, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. Sometimes those verbs and the tense of the verb are very important. That's the present tense, which isn't the Greek, is ongoing. It's not like who came out of the great tribulation. That's not it. Who are coming out now, ongoing, of the great tribulation. Even at the time of John, he's very old at this time, about, when it is written, 90, 91, 92 AD, last of the 12 apostles living. And the church is already suffering. They're coming out of the tribulation. They're dying. And the church will suffer up to this day. And there will be many tribulations of God's people. And then also a great tribulation. But we know that when a person suffers for the name of Christ, that's the great suffering for that person, isn't it? They die and suffered for the name of Christ at that time. So when you look at it, this coming out of the great tribulation is an ongoing thing. It is that final great tribulation, but it is also the death of God's people all along the way leading up into that final great tribulation. How do those people do that? What is the situation that they're in, that they go through these tribulations? 1 John 3, the reading from 1 John 3 for today was very short. It wasn't long. But two things we note from it. First of all, in verse 1, 1 John 3, John says, "The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him." We talked about this in Bible class this morning. Without the Holy Spirit, without faith in Christ, Christianity as a belief is a mystery and is contrary to sinful human reason. It's like, well, you believe in the rule of a Christ who died, and you think that being weak is not bad, and you think poor is not necessarily bad, and you have all kinds of these funny beliefs about afterlife. What do you Christians believe, and why do you believe that? And why do you hold to this book, the Word of God, you call the Bible? Without the Holy Spirit, without faith in us, it's a mystery. It's contradictory to human reason. John said, the reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him, did not have faith in Christ. And so if you don't have faith in Christ, of course you don't understand Christians. Christianity can only be understood where Christ is known, understood, and believed. Otherwise, Christianity doesn't make sense. So the world, without faith in Christ, cannot understand the faith. We remember on All Saints those who did have faith in Christ. And not only our own members who died this past year, but those in years past. And our relatives who died in the faith years past. They knew Christ. John also says in chapter 3, verse 3, "And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." That is what's a necessary component of all of Christianity. When you believe in Christ who is pure, it is not that we ourselves have no sins, but Christ's purity becomes our purity by faith in Christ. Even though we slip and make mistakes and sin, sometimes gravely sin, yet faith in Christ, we can be forgiven and we are pure before God. When such a person who believes in Jesus is pure before God, what does that life look like? And I preached much about this last year in All Saints, and he even gave the congregation a little bit of a writing on Matthew 5, the Beatitudes. It fits just here as well. When a person is pure because of faith in Christ, what does their life look like? It looks like this, as is recorded and Jesus taught in Matthew 5. He's talking about his disciples. And he says, "Blessed are the pure in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." This one's interesting. It's linked to John 3, 1 John 3. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Those who have passed on before us, passed on in the faith, were Christians' examples to us. They had these characteristics. They were poor in spirit. They mourned. They were meek. They hungered and thirsted for righteousness. They were merciful. They were pure in heart. They were peacemakers. They were persecuted for righteousness' sake. At times, they suffered for the name of Christ. Perfectly? No, they had their faults. But they were in Christ. So they are forgiven and pure before him. And as Jesus said, they see God. These saints who have gone before us, they are in the joy and peace of God in heaven. Jesus calls this time until the resurrection a sleep. We can call it that. They are safe. In the graves in which we buried our loved ones, our Christian family, as the song said, as the hymn said, they're but a gate to heaven. They are in heaven. We're caretakers of sorts, aren't we, of their bodies, as we will for each other. Bury the body, watch over the place. But who's really in charge? God. The soul is with him, and he will raise the body, and all God's people will be together. And what is it like when he takes us and we are together? From Revelation chapter 7, verses 15, 16, and 17, which was also part of the reading. "Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb is in the midst of the throne, will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." That is how our loved ones are now. They're resting, and we will be with them one day, before the Lamb of God. And the tears, gone. But the praises and true life forever are there. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, You sent your son, Jesus, who has borne witness in his teaching and his miracles and his life, death and resurrection, that you desire your people not to die and suffer forever, but you want to give life, living water for today and into eternity. We ask you to always build up our faith in Jesus Christ, that our sins may be washed away by the power of his death, and that we are given true life in his name, and that we also be comforted each day by those who have gone before us in the faith, who are now asleep, resting with you, their soul with you in heaven, so that even though we miss them, we know we are not sorrowful like others who don't know what heaven is about or there is a promise of heaven, but we rejoice that they are with you. And we rejoice that we are walking to heaven, helping one another on the way, keeping one another in the word. Dear Father in heaven, continue to guide and protect us and keep us on the road to heaven. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We remain standing for the offering hymn and as the offering is brought forwards. standing with the great multitude of saints before the throne of God and the Lamb, let us join in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving to the God of our salvation. Mighty and eternal God, we thank you for the faithful saints who have gone to your house in heaven before us. Thank you for their witness and service to their families and Christian brothers and sisters. We ask the Holy Spirit to also give us faith all of our days until we are called home. We thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the Christian lives of Bernita A. Norden, February 24, 1928, through September 7, 2021. Carolyn B. Switzer, born June 2, 1937, died October 6, 2021. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to their joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all ministers of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care, that the comfort of Christ's sacrifice and the joy of his resurrection may be proclaimed to all who grieve their sin and mourn their dead. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all in authority over us, especially those who work to bring peace and justice, that they may be inclined to your will and walk according to your commandments. Grant wisdom to our citizens and courage and competence to our leaders. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all who labor in their vocations, serving you and their neighbors. Please be with mothers, fathers, daughters, and sons, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts and uncles, and all other family members. Bless those who protect us in the fire departments and emergency crews, armed forces, police, sheriffs, and all law enforcement. Bless those who guide wellness and healing, doctors, nurses, medical scientists, technicians and staff, government health workers, counselors and social workers, sports coaches and leaders. Bless those who provide food, shelter, and the many needs of this life. Farmers of crops and animals, food production and manufacturing workers, retail workers, workers in all trades. Bless those who educate and guide us in preschool and elementary schools, high schools, colleges, universities, and all other forms of education. That all workers and all vocations may acknowledge and give thanks to you as our Creator and the giver of all good gifts, and depend upon you for wisdom, guidance, and protection in all their labors and endeavors. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Preserve all who travel, those in need, the sick and injured, all who mourn, and those who have asked for our intercessions. We remember Margaret and Charlotte, Loretta, Carlin, Shirley, Bill, Jason, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, David, Don, Denny, Ruby, James, Violet, Larry, Kathy, Joe, Kim, Lori and Larry, Jeff, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. And we give thanks for the birth of Miles Everett Young to Marcia and Matthew Young. Give your Holy Spirit to relieve and comfort in the confidence of saving faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gather us in the blessed sacrament around the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, whom angels and saints adore around your eternal throne. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Keep us in fellowship with all your saints, O Lord, and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit,
one God,
now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Risen from the dead, he was freed from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, hosanna, hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin.
Congregation, please stand. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Savior, like a shepherd, pastures feed us, for our use your fold prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, you have bought us, we are yours. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, children, when we pray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear us, children, when we pray. You have promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. You have mercy to cheese.